This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Okay. I want to go to your phone calls for the next 30 minutes. And then Tim Kennedy is set to be coming off fight camp and to announce his new big fight exclusively here. Other folks have kind of halfway leaked it, even though they weren't supposed to till today. This is when he's contractually able to do it. It's basically Tim's belief that basically no one in the UFC is clean but him. I know personally that he's been tested six or seven times this year. In fact, in a two-day period, he got tested four different times. They cannot believe the guy's clean. He is on Super Male Vitality. And I didn't even plug anything last hour, and I skipped a break. And quite frankly, I have a lot of great reporters here that I'd like to give bonuses to for the great work they're doing. I'd like to hire more reporters. I like to, you know, it's really important when you buy the books, the videos, the nutraceuticals, the products at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this operation. You have to understand, if we're like a fighter bomber flying in to, you know, nuke the enemy, we've got to have fuel put in the engine. We've got to have engine parts. We've got to have, you know, people back there picking the targets on the ground. There's a lot of infrastructure behind things, and you are that. So you really need Super Male Vitality. You really need Lung Cleanse. You really need DNA Force. I mean, everybody really needs these products. I mean, I don't claim to be some beach boy, but I got really confident because I used to run 6 miles almost every other day and lift weights, and I was in super good shape. And I got into media at 21 and quit working out about 23. And then I gained almost 100 pounds in the next decade. Gain 10 pounds a year, boom, you end up, you know, you're a whale. And I'm not attacking people that are fat. I get it. I've been there. So I still got a big giant head and stuff. So on TV, it may look like I've lost that much weight, but I have lost. I've got pretty close to a six-pack now. I actually did before I went to Cleveland. I gained like 10 pounds. I've lost about 7 pounds of it again, but that's right before I went to Cleveland. That's working out less than I was working out just 3-4 years ago. It's the X2 iodine. It's the Super Male Vitality. If I just take it every day, because I've never been a nutraceutical guy. And I started, you know, obviously I had sponsors that were funding us. I knew nutraceuticals were important. I mean, I knew supplements were important, but I just never really got into them. And, you know, I was a guy that just go to the buffet at the cafeteria, and, you know, that was my supplements. I'll eat, you know, 5 plates of food. But the truth is that it's changed my life. And I finally have gotten to where I take my products religiously. And I give them to my kids, and they're healthier, they're happier, you name it. Whether it's our sleep aid knockout or whether it's our oil of oregano, super organic from the Mediterranean, ozonated olive oil for your face and body, oxy powder to flush out, the liver cleanse, it's all back in stock right now. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We're running a special 50% off on Make America Free Again, a knockoff of the Trump stuff. I want to get those out to everybody. That's an unprecedented 50% off on those made in America hats. Make America Free Again. We no longer have the special for $9 for the Hillary for Prison shirt, but it's a limited edition. It's about to sell out of the next edition, probably the final edition. So if you want to get those, they're $19.95. That supports the broadcast. But we are running a Super Male Vitality special, 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. 20% off. My transformation with Super Male Vitality has been the real deal. You can see the dramatic differences in my before and after photos. We probably put those on the website, too. To help you get started with your transformation, we're giving you 20% off Super Male Vitality for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com. While supplies last, just read some of the 5-star reviews on InfoWarsLife.com and see how listeners have transformed their bodies with Super Male Vitality. Let me explain something. We take the safest known herbs and extracts that are known to supercharge and not mimic testosterone, but get your glands to release. And no one really knows how it works. It's God's magic. But this is all just the cornucopia of the best stuff out there. I mean, everybody knows this is a fill with on the back it lists them. The herbs are known for thousands of years. Be associated with fertility, strength, manhood, you name it. We have the female vitality as well. It's almost the same formula. But the point is that this is cold pressed into basically an oil. No one else does this. So it's got the essence. We go through hell. That's why it's sold out a lot, because it's hard to source. And you get it where it's wet. and it stays wet. It's not like we're dry, we make it wet. It's always wet. It's always fresh, and then put into the bottle like wine, and then it's saved, and then it just gets better.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
The march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. Coming up, Tim Kennedy is going to give us the exclusive first statement on the fight that Rashad Evans went ahead and announced yesterday, a day before he was supposed to, for the next big middleweight fight. They said this would be one of the most anticipated fights ever. Obviously, it's in Madison Square Garden. The whole thing's crazy. First time in New York where they've legalized it. And so this is going to be just something else. Tim Kennedy, by the way, works like 18 hours a day, and he's running around training police departments for free in counter-sniper training and works out like 3 times a day and then goes and like fight 30 black belts in a night. And my crew's actually gone with him. It's crazy. I think the guy trains too much. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Talk about a maniac. He is on another planet. So we're going to see what the Irishman can do with Mr. Evans, who's obviously very formidable. but he'll be here giving you the exclusive statement. I didn't even ask him to do this. I'm very honored that he wants to come on here and talk about it. And obviously, because the fighting is just like one small thing he does. His real passion is fighting the New World Order and training citizens and others on how to defend themselves. But there is a lot coming up today. But he's in fight camp. He's driving over here right now. He's going to eat something. I said, look, you'll come around at 12:30. You can eat something. And then we're going to have him on here to talk about this. So that's coming up today. Now, before I go any further, I want to go to your phone calls. Got a lot of clips. Already played Congress subpoenaing the FBI live on TV saying you will give us your real field reports with Hillary Clinton, not the redacted ones. We are the purse strings. We are the main check and balance on you. Do you understand? And the FBI tried to say, no, we can give you what we want. Do a Freedom of Information Act request. And this is the judicial committee that is over it, actually funds the FBI, basically. He's like, are you kidding me? It's like having your 10-year-old kid. You come home and you go, hey, get your feet off the table and pick up that cereal dumped all over the counter. And you know, what are your muddy shoes? And your 10-year-old looks at you and goes, you know what? I run the show now. And you're like, okay, well, you don't actually run the show now. What planet are you on? But that's what globalism is. It's an exercise of dragging us through the mud, training us that the servant is the master. And that's not how the cow ate the cabbage. I want to go to your phone calls, John and Junior and Haiti and Heidi and Daniel and Sebastian and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Now, I said Nicolas Sarkozy's bad. He's a globalist, but nothing compared to Hollande. So notice as soon as he announced he's running for president again in France, they've indicted him. And now he says he's questioning global warming and saying it's a plan to basically shut down industrial societies. Yes, that's what it is. But don't worry, bizarro world, Hillary says she's been more transparent, that's a quote, I'm going to play this clip later, than any president, any presidential candidate ever. And even Lemon on CNN, Don Lemon, laughed when she said this. We'll play it later. It's up on InfoWars.com because it's just ridiculous. No one's been more secretive. Now they have the head of the Clinton Foundation coming out. We have video of this too, saying they are completely transparent. They use classic money laundering strategies that if anybody else was doing it, you'd be instantly, you know, investigated. You'd be indicted. In fact, these practices are illegal. They use shell corporations, dummy accounts, foreign accounts. It's all secret. And we have the emails. It's like, yeah, you give me $1 million and I'll get you access to the Chinese president. Wow. By the way, London Guardian, The Observer is reporting this. Guccifer 2.0, Obama sold off public offices to donors. And listen, this has gone on for a while, but they're so brazen. It's like, yeah, give us $500,000, give us $1 million, give us $2 million. You got the ambassadorship. That's a palace, your own guards, you name it, and all the contacts you can make in that country to make special money and sell your own influence for $1 million, or it went for different prices. Totally illegal. 110% flaming crime. And we have Obama on that. Maybe he'll just pardon himself. Meanwhile, I've got to play this clip. I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to play some Trump clips here because I never get these clips. These are gold. Then I'm going to take your calls. We've got Trump talking about the fact that Hillary could not sit there and speak in a room with 10,000 people. It's supposed to hold 5,000. And the temperature is like 115, 120. Hillary couldn't even stand there for an hour if it was 70 degrees. But Trump makes the point that she couldn't even stand there. And Hillary's nowhere to be seen. She does phone interviews now, but everything's fine. It'd be like saying Lenin is still alive, you know, even though his body is embalmed on Red Square. Maybe we can have an embalmed body. You know, Matt Drudge has a brain in a jar. Forget even a brain in a jar. You just have a, you know, dead body embalmed. Let's play Trump.
It is hot, and it's always hot when I perform because the crowds are so big. These rooms were not designed for this kind of a crowd. I don't know, folks. You think Hillary would be able to stand up here for an hour and do this? I don't know.
There you go. A few other clips I want to get to. Since I mentioned it, let's do Don Lemon laughs at Hillary's claims of transparency. And then we've got another clip here with CNN doctor Sanjay Gupta saying we still don't know a lot of things about Hillary's health and saying this is not a release of medical records. This is her doctor saying she's completely normal. Now, you know what that means. Somebody don't want to lose their medical license down the road because they know the rats are leaving the sinking ship. See, the confidence is being lost right now, so Lemon is a little backstabber, so he can't help but laugh at her. And her own doctor says, oh, she's completely normal. Well, if you've already got cancer of the brain and the lungs, and you've already have seizures every 15, 20 minutes, and you're totally bombed out of your brain on drugs most of the time, because just if you don't, you'll have seizures every 5 minutes. And, yeah, that's normal. That's the new normal of being an invalid. But first, let's get to Don Lemon laughs at Hillary's claims.
I'm not going to comment on anything that is said in a private email.
And even to critics beyond the former secretary.
But I think I've worked very, very hard to be more transparent than not just my opponent, but really in a comparison to anybody who's run. You know, the medical information I've put out, and we're going to put out more. Meets and exceeds the standards that other presidential candidates, including President Obama and, you know, Mitt Romney and others, have met. My tax returns are out there. 40 years of transparency about my tax returns.
Right, that's enough.
So I think...
Please turn her off. She can't even do TV interviews now because she's just somewhere secretively, you know, having convulsions. Yeah, her tax returns are done by big organized crime law firms that are run by former attorney generals and people. So you go there because no one's going to indict the former attorney general. They certify your fake tax returns when you've got all these offshore accounts and secret accounts that they admit are totally criminal. So, yes, we've got your fake tax returns. You know, good for Trump not releasing his. But if I was Trump, he always says, well, I'll release my tax returns if she releases her medical stuff. See, why should it be a one-way street? I agree with Trump. That's good negotiation. But that's not even what we're talking about here. Hillary Clinton needs to release her foundation documents from all of her Swiss bank accounts and Canadian bank accounts and Luxembourg bank accounts and Grand Cayman and Bahama bank accounts and Panamanian bank accounts, sweetheart. We want to see that. You want my tax returns when you've got a bunch of shady accounts, lady? In fact, shady's not even the right word. Here is the Clinton Foundation president, Donna Shalala, says the Clinton Foundation is the most transparent foundation in the history of the world. Of course, it's totally secretive. All the experts say it's completely criminal. Nothing's ever been seen like this. It's the most brazen gang raping, but it doesn't matter. Here's Donna Shalala.
The Clinton Foundation is totally transparent. You can see our tax returns. You can see who our donors are. We reveal our donors quarterly. You can't find a charity in this world that reveals their donors quarterly.
Who the donors are, you claim, but not the money or where it went or where it was paid? Donors get the money in, and then you don't tell folks, but we have the emails, what they're getting for the money. State Department access, White House access to the Chinese president. Again, when that came out 2 weeks ago in the latest emails, I was like, I never thought of that. She's such an independent that, like, she plays offense and defense, let's say 49ers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. And she plays offense for the Steelers and defense for the 49ers, and then she never leaves the field. She puts on a uniform during the breaks and just goes on different sides of the field, and she plays both sides. I mean, I know we know they play both sides, but, man, she represents the communist president against U.S. interests. Arrest her immediately. We're going to skip this break. This is the world we now live in, ladies and gentlemen. This is the world we now witness. This is the world we're now in. Where these con men and con women, like Donna Shalala and Madeleine Albright sit up there and just spew disinformation arrogantly at people? All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls, but since I mentioned it, let's just get one more of these clips in. Which one of the Gupta clips is the best? This is not a release of medical records. Gupta, we still do not know a lot of things. You know what? We know Hillary's super ill. We don't even need to play this. I mean, that dog's already caught the pheasant. That ship already left the harbor. Train already left the station. Genie out of the bottle. But you know what? We shouldn't get target blind here because we already know we're right. But some of the public still, you know what? One clip I want to play is Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton jokes about Hillary's secret server scandal. And there's another one here where Bill Clinton jokes about Hillary's health and then says that she had the flu now, not pneumonia. First it was heat exhaustion, then pneumonia, now the flu. And her doctor, once folks pointed out that she went and hugged the kid and said, oh, you had pneumonia. We all know you didn't have pneumonia. Well, you're having epilepsy. You got a brain tumor. We understand. We're sorry for you. As bad as you are, I mean, you see, you're getting ready to be Lucifer and the Grim Reaper are like right there. And we're like, ooh. It's like, you know, under the skin or something about to watch you get sucked dry in another dimension. A big old spider coming in to have a meal. I still feel sorry for you because you look like a human. So I have that empathy, sweetie. I do. I mean, my heart's so red and pink and full of love. I don't like watching what's happened to you. But you got your zombie husband. You can hardly stay awake when he's on TV. Oh, Hillary's... Hillary has faints all the time. I mean, she never faints. I mean, so, I mean, we've got all this craziness going on. This guy looks like he's about to die any minute. That's what evil does to you, folks. Take a good long look at it. You got to serve somebody, don't you? I don't think he's serving somebody too good. Because old Diablo always gets you in the end. And Faust could have left anytime he wanted to, but he just couldn't believe he was conned by the devil. You can't cheat an honest man. But you can cheat Bill Clinton. Because he's so smart, he thinks he's got every angle covered. He's got everything down. It must feel really good to be a guy like that. Somebody who thinks he's bulletproof and immortal. He can get up there on TV and tell you that my wife, hell, she can walk both ways to school, uphill in snow, 20 miles through the Rocky Mountains. I mean, I've got CNN clips I can play for where they go, this woman's got stamina, none of us have got, okay? Hold on, excuse me. Let me just tell you, this lady is incredible. Let me bite my bottom lip. I like to bite women on the lip when I rape them. But what about all you people that went along with this? I mean, how are you feeling right now? And we have this Bohemian Grove article up on Infowars.com, the latest hacked emails from Bohemian Grove, which is like the Democrat takeover of the Republican Party base, you know, where they think they can get the Republicans in and, you know, they can get them to have some gay sex and get it on video that they can then blackmail the Republican Party. And what it is a blackmailing facility, I guess is my opinion on that is the proper name for it. But Powell, email, Bohemian Grove attendees will vote against Trump. Yes, of course they will. I mean, more evidence that Trump is an outsider. And then they say, oh, he'll wreck the country. Oh, like you've done by design to parlay it into your global government, and now you're all screwing each other, and China's doubling back, and you're not actually industrializing the third world like you said you would. And then we get the UN documents, and you actually plan to bankrupt the third world even more. You people are pigs. It isn't lost on Obama when he's there with a red carpet and Air Force One and six other airplanes behind him and hundreds of Secret Service to tell African college students, not you can innovate and have clean technology and blah, blah, blah. No, no. Listen, you can't have cars or air conditioning. All right, now I got to get back on this jumbo jet. See you later. Because I'm Obama, I'm black, I'm liberal. You can't have jack crap. But I have everything. All right, see you later. Because the planet will boil over, was a full quote. And you look at that and you go, man, the disconnect. Africa's got some really cool, beautiful country, great people on average, but just never got out of slavery, never got out of tyranny, never got out of colonialism. And then you've got Obama perched on top of it saying, you can't have industrialization. And it's like, oh, thank you. black father. I mean, he's the devil with a brown face sent to screw you. Okay, I said I'd go to your phone calls. Tim Kennedy's coming up. So many other clips to get to. But since I mentioned it, here's Bill Clinton. Here's the... I mean, I don't just say he looks like a reanimated corpse to be mean. He looks like he could star... If I was a Hollywood director that made zombie movies, I wouldn't just go with the average dumb zombies. I kind of have, like, interesting-looking zombies. Like, what if zombies had high IQs and were just kind of like vampires and lived forever? As long as they could rape a woman a day and, you know, snort cocaine or whatever. That would be Bill Clinton. He's kind of like your smart zombie. He nods off in things. He's got some problems. But it's the end of the line. Because you can run on for a long time. You can run on for a long time. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. And God's going to cut me down, too. But the closer I get to God, the less I fear death. Those of you that serve evil, though, I know get really concerned, don't you? They're so scared of death. You're so scared of the angel of death. The angel of death is real. And I don't want to die. I want to live to be 150. I enjoy my life. I want to be here to take care of my family. But angel of death shows up for me. I'm not a haughty person. I'm not a person full of cant. And I don't think I've got all the answers, but I know I love God. See, I'm beyond these people, and so are you. I'm beyond the angel of death now. I'm already with God. And thank God I am. And that's why I look at Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, and I really feel sorry for them, despite all the bad things they've done. They're humans we lost. They're people we lost to evil, to this galactic scourge, this dimensional infestation. But once, and science is proving it, once we can absolutely have a clear understanding of this, even in this dimension, we're going to have such a better time of this, understanding how to stop these infections and not act like this and not behave like this and go to the next level. Okay, I want to continue here with Bill Clinton. I mentioned it. Here it is.
Now we know, after all the hullabaloo over this email deal, you know, it was for a year we were told this is the biggest problem since the end of World War II.
Oh.
Finally, the Washington Post, their everlasting credit, said, I think we've had about enough of this. And
The Washington Post said, we had about enough of this. The official, and I say official, it's run by the Democrats. Washington Post, it said it was over. It just like the week before Hillary collapsed, they said, Alex Jones is discredited. Hillary Clinton has wonderful health. She falls right over. He just walks around there conning these people who he hates. Because Bill Clinton is ugly. Bill Clinton is degenerate. And Bill Clinton, and he doesn't like being out there with just a bunch of regular people, whereas I like being around regular, honest folks. See, Bill Clinton doesn't like it. He's up there just, he's got him sucked in, he's got him roped in, he's got him right where he wants him, and he's just lathering the BS on him. Here he is.
We know that what Hillary said about talking to Secretary Powell about it was true. Finally, can you believe it? They waited so long, they released that email. And we know that...
We put that out, Drudge had a top headline, there's Bill Clinton responding to us in real time. People are like, ooh, Bill Clinton responded to you. Bill Clinton had me beat up with probably Hillary in a parking lot 18 years ago, and they said, keep your mouth shut about Bill Clinton. I mean, I don't want to tell whole, no Tim Kennedy, but they got attacked right back. They couldn't believe I started beating the living hell out of them. I was like, what do you think? Four guys attacked me? I'm not going to open a big old can of Texas kick-ass on you? That's the thing about it, too. Sometimes I got in fights that I wasn't 100% right. I had no strength. When really mean, big men were attacking me, every time I threw a knee into them, ribs were breaking. Every time I grabbed them and slammed their head into a car, just their faces were smashed off. I punched one guy, tore his nose completely off. They were just like, what the hell? And I was like, you're not stopping this mission. Now go get in your Astro van and get the hell out of here with blood just spewing down on my face. And you know what? I loved it. Because it's the animating contest of liberty. Let's finish up with this guy.
Secretary Rice didn't do emails, smart girl, but our senior aides did on personal devices, and we know that Secretary Kerry did until the law changed.
They noticed he said smart girl. Guess who doesn't use email? Guess who never touches a keyboard? I have an assistant do it. I do not. I send text messages. It's not that I'm hiding anything. I just have a big old computer. I call someone on the phone. The old-fashioned, human-to-human. Hey, yeah. We'll be back. Stay with us. Your call's right ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Salon Real and Chevy.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
What's a white flag mean? Black flag. InfoWars only flags, black flags. The flags in the control room, George Washington on them, they're black. Only black. George Washington in gold. Spoiled.
Transcendent. 1776. Unstoppable.
But only if you take it in your hand. The sword from the stone. Who are the Merlins of our age to bring forth the King Arthur to defeat the globalist and slay the dragon? Who can pull the sword from that stone? Tim Kennedy's coming in with a big exclusive. We're about to tweet some funny photos during the break. I like ran back there in one of the green rooms, and Kennedy was actually getting out of his boxing gear and getting into a suit. We got some pictures of that coming up at Real Alex Jones. The fight's been announced, but he told us that it wasn't supposed to be announced until today, but of course the guy announced it yesterday, but it's okay. He's going to give us the exclusive response to all that coming up here in studio. He's back there getting some lunch with Anthony and Shane Steiner and others. It's kind of a tombstone article here. Glenn Beck's bet on Ted Cruz. Bad bet. The radio host's plans for media dominance and political kingmaking are faltering because he's a total fake. Glenn Beck, this is really like a political obituary. I don't take pleasure in this, by the way. I'm not in competition with it. I love Breitbart's success. I love Michael Savage's success. I love the fact that Sean Hannity's gotten more hardcore. I mean, I don't want my guns to be taken. I don't want to be forced to take vaccines. I don't want to live under a world government. I care less about being, you know, the talk show host with the most listeners on terrestrial radio. Now, it's just a fact that via the internet, hands down, we are totally dominant. In a free market, we dominate. And we dominate on smaller stations up against, you know, big establishment hosts. But that isn't where I'm coming from. I don't need to feel big because I, you know, beat Rush Limbaugh in the ratings in this city and that city. I'm going after the globalists. I want to thank you for your support. We're going to go to Junior and John and Heidi and Daniel and Sebastian and others here in just a moment. I appreciate you holding. Where do you think the election's going? Are you worried Hillary's going to pull a false flag? Because as confident as we are now and seeing good things happen, and seeing Donald Trump talk about the New World Order and globalism and reach out to Mexico and other countries and say, let's actually build real economies. As excited as I am, the spirit is rising. Liberty is rising, but evil is still in control of this rock. And so you're going to see major counterpunches thrown. What are those? We're on your calls in 1 minute. Before I go any further, Solutions from Science is probably our oldest sponsor. And from Solutions from Science just has a wide spectrum of amazing products. They've been around forever, and the reason I love these guys is that they only produce the highest quality off-the-grid backup equipment. Folks should really listen, because I wrote these words just yesterday as I was bringing them back on as a sponsor, just thinking about, over the years, what Solutions from Science has done. A lot of things can cut your power, including dangerous weather. Plus, you should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a way to affordably do that. We should put their website probably up on screen for folks. Solutions from Science is offering their new fast-charge solar generator at a nice discount for my listeners. You can use it on demand in an outage or just use it every day if you want to save money on your electrical bill. Here's why this is so important. They had a big summer sale earlier, and I've asked them to run the offer for a week or two more just for our listeners because the price was really at an all-time low, and I screwed around and didn't get back with them and didn't launch it during the sale. I screwed up, so we're extending it. Half the time we extend the sale, it's because of that. But anyways, that's inside baseball. What I'm getting at here is that you can get it right now. So I want one of these units to be in every house out there because it's just a great system. They got a whole bunch of different systems. Remember, too, solar generators produce electricity from the sun, and unlike gas generators, run silently with no toxic fumes. Go to summersolarsale.com. That's where you find the special. Summersolarsale.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Summersolarsale.com. That's summersolarsale.com or call 877-327-0365. And then just in closing on that point, we are running a Super Male Vitality special of 20% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's just cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that are known to naturally boost your vitality, energy, stamina, libido. In fact, libido is the easiest thing to notice. It's dramatic. And, look, I was honest about it. That's all I can do is just tell you honest stuff in my own personal life. I don't particularly like doing it. But I was 40. Everybody said, go in and get a medical checkup. When's the last time you were at the doctor? And I said, never. I don't go for checkups. You know, cut my finger off. I had to go get that sewn back on 15 years ago. But other than that, I don't go to the doctor. And they said, well, you need to go. So I went and had all the checkups and the blood taken. And, you know, the doctor, you know what he does. He sticks his finger, you know, where. I mean, it's not fun. The point is that you go and get all that checked. And the doctor was just like, well, you're all pretty good here, except your sugars are borderline diabetic. Not borderline, but getting into borderline. So, you know, what are you doing? And blah, blah, blah. So he talked about that. And he said, well, hey, vitamin B12 prescription. But he also said, how would you like some Viagra and Cialis prescriptions? He actually gave me two. I said, well, I don't have trouble in that department. Sure, might as well try it. I've always heard of it. It's been around forever. So I tried them. Didn't really do anything. Cialis, a little bit. Viagra just made me kind of see blurred and, like, have a headache. I just don't need it. Super Male Vitality, for me personally, and that's what everybody talks about. That's, we don't even pitch it for libido. But just to give you an idea of what these herbs are doing, it is strong. And it is dramatic. And I feel the results within one day. And that's what everybody really talks about with Super Male. And Super Female, same deal for women. It is amazing. And they're just suppressing naturally how we really are, how we really feel. But when we sell stuff like Super Male Vitality and the national media makes fun of it, we only get more sales. I mean, this is really good, high-quality stuff. We have all of their specials running as well at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And it takes a lot of money to fund this operation. Thank God we have such a giant audience. But I got to tell you, it is mainly the Christian conservatives who are the funders of the show. I mean, we know, demographically, statistically, and it just shows how that's why the globalists hate Christians. Because even though they've captured the Christian church to a great extent, even though there's all this corruption, the average person that loves God and loves people and cares, six times more often gives to charity, international studies show, Christians. More often helps somebody in need, a Christian. And it's not just some mindset. It's a spirit of caring about people. And I humbly say I'm a Christian. I don't say that on some, you know, mountaintop and, well, I'm the big Christian and I'm the holier than thou Christian. And that's the spirit of the devil. I'm ashamed of some of the things I do, even though I'm a moral person on average and people, you know I'm a guy you can trust what I say and, you know, I'm a good guy. But still, just because I can look into evil, just because I can imagine things, I feel, you know, guilty. And that's good because that means I'm not going to ever get into all that. It's just these people that think they're perfect and they can do no wrong. I mean, they're the dangerous ones, folks. And that's the type of Hillary Clintons that think we're so stupid, she can be falling down having seizures and tell us she's fine, even though she hasn't been seen in public in days, since Monday. Since Sunday. I mean, big stuff's happening. History's happening is what I'm saying. So thank you for the support, whether it's Solutions from Science you support at SummerSolarSale.com or whether it's the products at InfoWarsStore.com. This is all happening because of your support, your prayers, you spreading the word. So make no mistake, you are moving the world. You are Atlas. Okay, who should we go to first here? Again, if you just tuned in 40 minutes ago when I gave the number out, I said, what dirty tricks will they play? Will there be a false flag? What's your gut tell you? Will they try to replace Hillary? They're openly floating an idea now. Where does all this go? What do you think is happening? Let's talk to Junior in Colorado. Thanks for holding.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, this is Junior calling from FEMA Region 8. And just a little background, I actually was an audio engineer and got contracted to do a bunch of the Democratic Party events back in 2008. And I don't know if you got a second for me to give you a little backstory.
Go ahead.
I did a bunch of the Hillary events. Bill used to show up. He'd be a rock star. The women would just go crazy. So I really thought that Hillary was the one back then, and then suddenly got turned on to some of your documentaries and all that, and I got awake. And I just wanted to thank you for that, and I've been turning people on to you ever since. And what I think is probably going to happen, it's been a while since Obama has played the race card, and we haven't heard from the Black Lives Matter in a while.
What are you getting at specifically?
Pardon?
I was eating a sandwich listening to you. That's when I have my lunches during callers.
Specifically,
what are you saying about Black Lives Matter?
Well, I'm just saying that we haven't heard from Obama playing the race card in quite a while here. And what is Black Lives Matter sitting on all that money that Soros gave him?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that whole thing blew up in their face. But now with the Ford Foundation giving another $100 million 2 weeks ago, it shows that they've got another phase of that coming out. And this whole NFL thing, not standing for the 9/11 victims, is kind of the reboot and the relaunch of that to make it look really sexy and cool.
Absolutely. And I just can't believe all the idiots that just follow along with this program that they're throwing out here. But for them to be sitting on all this money, I something's got to come up. And if you ask me what's going to happen, that false flag is going to be with them and with Black Lives Matter.
And do you agree with me that it'll blow up in their face, but still they're so arrogant they're going to pull it?
Oh, absolutely. I think the day it happens, the following day, it'll probably be shown, you know, Soros funded it and the rest of the Ford Foundation, and people will just go right along with it, though.
Well, you know, when you look at comic books and things, at least the bad guy in most comic books knows when he's been beaten, and then he sneaks off to reorganize. These people just keep attacking, and that works when they've got the high hand. They don't have the high hand anymore. Junior, thank you so much. Sorry, I took a bite of my sandwich. It was too delicious looking over there, and I was trying to let you talk, so thank you. Great points. Let's talk to Sebastian in Argentina. I should have gone to you first, Sebastian. I apologize. I didn't look at where you were calling from. Go ahead.
I call it from Argentina, and what I'm going to tell is what I've been denounced since 2011 in the United States Capitol under Bill H.R. 3783. In 2011, I denounced that Argentina has been engaged in nuclear transfer technology from Argentina to Iran via Venezuela. I made that statement on the Foreign Relations Committee of the United States Senate, and then Secretary Kerry was the chairman of the full committee of the House. So he led me to start that denounce, but after he was replaced for Secretary Clinton, and then...
Okay, so let me stop you real quick, Sebastian, because you should probably send us your contact info. We should probably have you on as a guest. I mean, I remember some of those hearings that were going on back at the time. But first, try to get off speakerphone so we can hear you better.
No.
And then explain who you are and the specifics of your case.
Yeah, I'm not in speakerphone. This is an overseas phone call. That's why it's has some delay.
Got it. I understand. No, it's just real blown out. Go ahead. We'll just back off the receiver then.
Yeah, okay. Since 1997, I am fighting globalism. In 97, I was invited for former President Saddam Hussein in order to show me which is the real situation back in Iraq. Because in the late 80s, Argentina was transferring nuclear technology to Iraq. So I went to Iraq, invited by the president, in order to confirm that the nuclear technology that we have been transferred in the 80s has been canceled and transferred to Libya.
Okay, so listen, Sebastian. We're talking about false flags in the election. You sound like an interesting person. I believe you're telling us the truth. We'll put you on hold. Give us your email contact. We can look up your story. You sound like an interesting person to have on the broadcast, but we're screening calls in that we're taking calls on the election and on false flags and where we think this is going. But thank you. Get Sebastian's email and we'll contact him. Sounds like a credible caller, and I appreciate him calling in. I just want to find out exactly who he is and what he's talking about, because if I can't figure it out, I bet a lot of the audience can't either. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in Florida. Daniel, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, first time caller here. I just want to say thank you. Good work, man.
Thank you, brother.
So what I think is going to happen is they're going to try to control the narrative by trying to either assassinate Hillary or having Bill die from natural causes to try to garner the sympathy vote. Or maybe like right before the debate, they can, you know, weaken Hillary's you know, her for at least a day, and then either an assassination.
Absolutely. She is a dead political commodity now. She is like trash that has to be taken out. And so I'm just asking, how are they going to try to make her look like a bigger victim? Because they just admitted she was sick, she could be the victim. Now they've been caught lying about it. All their credibility is on the line. This is a can of worms.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous, Alex. And one thing I got to say is Julian Assange is biding his time to release these other leaks. But I think
they're supposed to come out this week. They're supposed to come out right now.
Yeah, but like I think as soon as like. I think they have someone waiting in the wings to like form a false flag on Trump or maybe even, you know, Obama because they want to control the news cycle and they want to cancel the debate.
Well, they're openly talking in the Washington Post about having pneumonia until the end of October, but her doctor said, "Don't worry, it's non-communicable." Non-infectious, bacterial pneumonia, which doesn't exist. So they just wrote that after the fact to cover her coming up to the little girl. I mean, it's just you can see them scripting all this in live time. Thank you, Daniel. We're going to go to Heidi and Jonathan and John and others straight ahead on the other side, 800-259-9231. And then Tim Kennedy's coming in to give us the exclusive first breakdown on his big fight coming up.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. personal, Jesus.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, taking your phone calls. Tim Kennedy is going to come in studio at like 8 after next hour and give us the exclusive on his new big fight. And I'll be honest, I don't follow sports just because I'm so busy, you know, covering the New World Order. But I do follow the UFC. I've been to fights, I'm friends with Joe Rogan going back to the late 90s. And so when they come to Texas, I go. I've been out to Vegas. I've been out to other major cities and seen the fights. I will be going to this fight against Rashid Evans. And Tim Kennedy's whole story on this is so interesting. It's an Americana story of this Army soldier, wrestler in high school, gets to the military, gets to special forces, serves all these tours. And then he has to fight these guys. They're all roided up. They always get caught using roids. He doesn't use roids. It's going to be a big deal. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Heidi in Virginia. Heidi, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller. Thank you for taking my call. And please take small bites of that sandwich. We don't need you choking to death on us. I'm absolutely all in for Donald Trump. But if, in fact, the nomination was stolen from Bernie Sanders, why haven't we heard a word from him? He fought the fight. He had the supporters and the donations. Could he still be a legally viable candidate? Or did the Clintons give him hush money to shut up and go away? The whole game's changed now. Their side seems to change the rules every time the wind blows. Back to you, Alex.
Well, that's true. I mean, Sanders is a globalist. He's a socialist. He's a punk. He's a guy that never worked a day in his life. Didn't have a paycheck till he was 40. He lives in fantasy land. His wife goes and bankrupts colleges. He's, you know, got all these mansions and luxury lake houses and, you know, farts around getting big book deals. Now, that, you know, doesn't sell a single book, but doesn't care. He just gets the money. So he's a fop. He's a fake. He's a joke. So, of course, he's not coming back to the race. Some are talking about drafting him in or Joe Biden, but the system doesn't want him. They want somebody they've known for a long time. It's a good question, though, Heidi. Thank you. Let's go to Jonathan in Georgia. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, brother. Just got started on the products a couple of months ago, and I love them. I just wanted to say that, folks, the product's worth buying. My comments come from what's about to happen with the International Monetary Fund. On October 1st, oddly the same time that we lose our free internet, if the yuan or the renminbi is able to come in as one of the reserve currencies, and the dollar loses its reserve currency status, it won't matter what we have as far as an election goes, because that will crush the American economy, bring it to its knees, and lead us wide open for whatever they want to do.
Well, that's right. The globalists have put us into a position of being totally controlled by fiat currency. We're in massive debt. We've been set up for a fall, and they may try to blame Trump for that fall, but I think the public's going to be too smart to do that. The problem is there's no currency yet to replace it, even though I know they have the SDRs, strategic drawing rights. And I think with America's will and with the president and people supported, we can probably stabilize global currencies and then phase out of it. But I hear you. Huge things are happening. I'm glad a caller, you know, called in on topic to specifically talk about big concerns about what they might pull ahead of the election. Because you know, with 53 days left, they're going to pull something.
All right.
What else do you think they might do, Jonathan?
Yes. I still believe that the currency is going to be the way that they come in and shut down everything overnight, because that will create enough chaos in order for Obama to hold off the election. We got to get things straightened out. We'll get back to it eventually, but right now, here's what we need to do. And that is the beginning of the end, in my view.
That's right. They've been organizing for a collapse, getting ready. We'll be back. Stay with us. It's 21st century warfare we're facing. Third hour straight ahead. More calls, and then Tim Kennedy.